All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Wait, come on, hold on a second, hold on.
Nonsense and Deep Thoughts are two sides of the same coin. They both represent a departure from the mundane and the ordinary.
Y'all gotta make some noise for your hosts, Corey and Justin. And let's not forget the man with the plan that keeps things spick and span, your producer in the back, Jared.
Oh man, happy Monday night, everybody, and welcome on into another fantastic episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. Holy shit, this guy next to me is not Justin. This isn't Justin. Alongside me is Aaron tonight. And let me just say that Justin has not shown up yet.
It's like we're playing Where's Waldo? Where is he? Because I'm not even supposed to be in here. So, hi.
I mean, there's a part of me that kind of wants to be worried, but there's also the part of me that knows this is how Justin works. If you guys have watched us from the beginning, if you know episode one of this new season, we had to push back our start time because Justin passed out and didn't wake up. He didn't wake up. So he works graveyard shifts and this is his first day off. So my guess is this dude tried to stay awake and then passed out and now he's done. I swear to God, you could probably rob this guy blind while he's asleep. Should we not out him like that? Nobody knows where he lives, but
don't say where he lives, but
they don't know where he lives, but you could probably rob him right now. It's fucking ridiculous. Sunday Night Army, what's going on? My guy Jacob sitting here in chat with us. That intro is magical. Thank you so much, my man. I appreciate the love on the intro. Guys, just so you know, we do have a show lined up where we are going to bring in Jacob from the Sunday Night Army and the Prudent Podcast. Check out both of those shows over on Spotify. We are doing that on March 11th, if I recall correctly, Jacob. We're bringing you in on March 11th. That show is going to be a Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you guys tune in for that one. That's going to be fantastic. Jacob lives north of the border, the Great White North. So we are going to get a little bit of a Canadian perspective on many different things. Alex says he has nothing to steal. Nothing to steal. Well, what's going on, Robbie? How are you tonight? And guys, for those of you who are listening after the show is already over, for those of you listening to the recorded audio version over on Spotify, over on Apple, and any other podcast platform that you might be listening to, because guys, I keep finding us everywhere. It's absolutely insane. I don't know how we keep getting on these different sites. So I'm not putting us there, but we're getting there. So if you are listening, just remember, we are a live show every single week. The Variety Show is on every other Sunday and Monday. We alternate Sundays and Mondays, man. So make sure that you check out our Facebook page. Follow us over there for all of your latest updates on us. Our sports show, which is head up by Mr. Chaos over there, Aaron and Mark, that is every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern time as well. So Aaron, welcome to the big leagues, buddy.
Yeah, I'm totally not prepared. So, hi.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Aaron was just in the background hanging out before the show, just chatting. We were discussing some things that went down yesterday. I can discuss them a little bit. Maybe I can discuss them because we have some we still have some material that we're waiting on in regards to yesterday for promotion and everything. But I guess I could start there, man. Yesterday, we got to head up to Castle on the Delaware up in Walton, New York, which is the venue for Little Mania Micro Wrestling on March 8th, where we will be broadcasting live. And this is going to be, this is a huge event for us. It's going to be the first time that we're doing anything like this live. And we have plans. I'm excited. The venue is incredible. It's a gorgeous place. And it's just the show itself is going to be spectacular. Like you're going up, you know, thinking that you're going to see something funny. But let me tell you, man, these wrestlers are freaking athletes, dude. I cannot wait. I'm stoked. This is a legit event. And if you cannot make it up to Walton, New York that night, which, by the way, there are still tickets available if you want to go. We I believe we posted the link on our Facebook page last week. We can get that link up again. And I believe there are even some tickets available at the Castle on the Delaware still. So you can still make it up there. But if you cannot, don't worry. You can still see the show right here on Nonsense and Deep Thoughts on Facebook, YouTube, and over on Twitch. It's going to be fantastic, man.
We got you.
We got you. Aaron, just, I know I posted up a little video earlier, a little reel earlier, because of the photo, the image that you shared with me last night.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
I want to hit that again, man. Because I know you saw how hype I was yesterday on our way back. I know you could see it, but that post was perfect. All right. Like that hit me right in the feels at like just the right time. Like, cause I was talking to Alex about it last night too. And then if you guys missed the reel, the post basically said, never give up on something that you love because, it'll hurt more. It will hurt you. What does it say? It'll hurt you to wait. It'll hurt you to wait, but I'll send it to Jared. It'll hurt a lot more if you don't do it and you regret it. The regret hurts a lot more than the waiting part. So basically what it meant was just keep at whatever it is you're doing that you love doing. If you love doing it, it's worth the wait. The right things are going to happen for you, man. And I'm telling you right now, we have been after this for years. I've been putting so much time and energy into this show, so much so that sometimes the wife is driven crazy by me. But man, after yesterday, I'm really starting to feel like things are paying off.
Well, I sent that to Jared while we wait for that. I'll tell you,
yeah,
it was so fun to watch you yesterday because I know how much energy you've put into this and time. And if you remember correctly what I said to you when we were walking back to my car, I was like, just wait till you get in the car because I saw it in your eyes and you were just like, you were totally geeking out. And I was I, but it's like, it's so nice to see you getting to where you want to go with this thing, you know, and doors are opening and it's rewarding for all of us to watch your dream come true. It's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And then we always tell you guys, man, this is a hobby for us. I mean, yes, we put a lot of time and effort into this, but it is at the end of the day, a hobby, and we spend money on our hobby. We put ourselves in the hole for our hobby, but we love doing it. And if something could ever come from it, good Lord, we would love something like that. We would welcome it with open arms. So to go from for years just treating this as a hobby and something that's just fun for us to in the matter of an hour and a half feeling like this is a business now. It's just my mind was blown in those moments. So yeah. Well, happy Monday night, everybody. I'm all in my feels today. It's boys fantastic. It's getting fantastic.
Sentimental, emotional. Don't cry.
So, you know, when we were waiting for our boy Justin to get in, my wife actually offered to be my co-host tonight if I needed help. Definitely didn't expect that.
Mike, what does that mean?
The show would blow up. What
does that even mean?
Would be me pleasurable. That's a hell of an autocorrect if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, you better stop talking to text there, buddy, unless you really meant that.
I was making fun of you for being that way earlier. What, all emotional and shit? Corey, remember my hobby? How many people would literally laugh? I understand how you feel. Yeah, absolutely, Bill. I remember. And you know what? I bet you remember all the people that truly supported you too. Like I've got it in my head. The people who were supporting me the whole way and the people who kind of shrugged it off as just me doing something silly. So
don't. He wants Aaron to pleasure. Don't show that comment, please. Damn, talk to text. That's right.
I knew you would, Bill. So yeah, Aaron was not prepared to be on screen with me tonight in the least bit. But hey, man, I'm down. I tell you what.
I'm here for a few minutes. Man.
So guys, the other thing is, yes, I posted up a video of the venue yesterday. Just a quick one. I just put a couple of pictures together. Nothing crazy because I want to save it for the show. when it's actually all done up, because it wasn't prepared yesterday. These people that own this place, Chef Mustav was his name, right?
Yes.
They called him Chef, and his lovely wife, and their creative director, Giovanni, met us up there, and they,
nice people.
Yeah, man, they're very nice people. They want to bring that place back to life. This place, this venue, Castle on the Delaware, it used to be an armory. So the building itself, the structure itself is super cool, man. And inside it's even cooler, man. They got these chandeliers straight down the middle of the place. And it's going to look really cool when they have it all set up for the event. So, I mean, if you do not get to go up there to hang out with us, you're definitely going to want to catch the live show. It's going to be awesome, man. You're going to love the way this place looks. So we just kind of gave you a little sneak peek. If you haven't seen it, make sure you get over to the page, check it out, and make sure you go follow Castle on the Delaware. They're trying to bring a new thing back to their area. They're trying to bring some vibrance into the area. Badass hat, Aaron, Tommy says. Yeah, man, that is. I really like that hat. It would be better if it was the orange one, though, the orange Miami hat.
This is the classic original.
It is.
Inception hat. I love it this is. Hat.
But like I dropped in your chat yesterday, man, orange is my favorite color. I don't know if y'all care about that or not, but I love the color orange. It's awesome. What's your favorite color, Aaron?
Navy blue.
Oh, yeah?
It has nothing to do with the Yankees.
It's because it's traditional police gear, isn't it?
No, definitely not that either. It was way before that.
Jordan says, the quote that always hits in my feels is, no one will ever know the violence it took to become this gentle. That's a good one, man.
That is a good quote.
That's a good one.
Jared, did you get that picture?
Oh, yeah. Did you? You sent it to him?
I sent it to him, Messenger.
Yeah, I guess you could show that up so that... people could see what I meant, there even though I destroyed it. Never give up on something you really want. It's difficult to wait, but more difficult to regret. Dude, and I'll be honest with you too. There have been times when I've woken up in the morning and I'm like, what am I even doing? Why am I even trying to do this?
So you just took the next question I was going to ask you. How many times have you considered giving up on this?
How many times count.
You say I'm going to pull the plug?
I can't count because I am my own worst critic when it comes to things like this. Like if I have what I feel is a bad show or it's a bad showing and people aren't here, people aren't interacting or people aren't supporting, I can't get people to share my posts. There have been countless times through this growth process where I looked at it, like I would wake up in the morning and I'm like, man, what am I even doing this for? Why? Like, why? And, you know, as the day went on, you know, I think about it and I remember how much fun I have doing it and what drives me to do it. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't really matter if it goes anywhere. I'm going to keep doing it because I enjoy doing this. This form of art right here. And it's, to me, it's more than just sitting down in a room and recording audio like we did in the beginning. Justin and I, that's all we did. He'd come over here to my studio. We'd sit down, we'd record, and we'd put it out. Done. This form here, this form of art is where it's at. This is what I love. I love being able to sit down, hit live, and be here with my friends, you know, with Justin, with you, with Jared, with Mark. And we get to do our thing. We get to bullshit. We get to chat. But we also have all these amazing people who come in and check this show out. And we get to interact with them as well. Seeing this chat rolling, seeing these people comment on things and share their ideas and share their thoughts on everything and us being able to react to them. That's where I love it. That's where I fall in love with this. I mean, it's just amazing. Hey, guys, I was on Corey's page, not this one. You could be on any page you want. Me putting it up on my own personal profile now is so that people who don't really follow our page might catch a peek and be like, all right, we'll give this a try. Let's check it out. You can call Justin again. Absolutely, Alex. You can call Justin again. Jess, hi from Heather and Jess from Planet Fitness. What's up, Jess? What's up, Heather? Hey, I have stickers still waiting for you. I actually have them right here next to my wallet because like I told you guys, I throw these little shits in my pocket every single day. I made the video already. All right. I carry these on me every day. Nothing makes me happier than when someone comes up to me and tells me they love my podcast, which is again, I think it's just a talk show at this point. I guess it could still be called a podcast, but I've been struggling with that for a while. So am I. Dude, I have done well over 20 podcasts now, and I felt like shit every time. I was saying, what am I doing? I'm an idiot, but I enjoy it, and it's touched people in ways I never thought of. Keep doing what you want. It takes courage. Remember, without fear, there is no courage. Yeah, man. Thank you for that.
We got to set something up for you. Get him on with you. Mike's got a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and he does a lot of stuff for veterans. Right,
that's
Mike?
That's what I mean. Yep. We're just texting now.
So. That's awesome. I was like, I'm not seeing any comments. Oh,
I was going to ask you another question. I forgot.
You can ask me anything. Anybody in chat, you can ask me anything.
What were you just talking about?
Well, I was just talking about how, you know, I've wanted to quit 10 million times.
Yep.
Speaking of our chat before the show, Aaron, about, you know, never trusting the box. There's my boss, and she called it out. Let's talk about the box. Never trust it. Never trust the box, folks.
We're going to go backwards. Trust the box. I just remember my thought. You're talking about stickers. If you guys could have seen this dude yesterday. So we stopped at two gas stations on the way back. He wanted to stop at the old Bat Factory. So we stopped there so we can get some goodies and whatnot. I was over at the soda cooler and I was grabbing a drink. And I hear him talking to the cashier. And I'm like, I said in my head, 3, 2, 1. And he's like, so there's a lot of nonsense. I forget how you started the conversation.
I can tell you how, and then you can finish it. It's because she was like talking a little bit of gibberish from what she thought was gibberish. So I looked at her and I was like, so what you're saying is you think what you just said is nonsense?
Nonsense. And he just segued right in. And as I'm grabbing my Pepsi out, I hear, would you like a sticker? And I'm like, dude. And I started laughing. I said right out loud, I said, dude, I was waiting for you to drop it. So we got another follower yesterday from this guy networking. So, you know, he sits here and says he's his own worst critic. He's really good about communicating and selling this brand. He's just got to be more confident doing it.
Yep. And it's getting there, man. The confidence is building and growing every day. The more we accomplish, the more support that you guys show, it lifts me up like you have no idea. So if you see me out in public, don't be afraid to say hi, man. I do not bite. That shit makes me happy. It makes me excited. And it just, I thrive on that. So, and you know, I'm just me, dude. I'm not going to ignore anybody. You want a sticker? Come see me. Find me. You know, everybody goes to Walmart. This asshole right here, I go to Walmart too. We go up there for almost everything. Define nonsense. Pretty much every single thing that comes out of our mouths, Anita.
She knows.
No answer. What are you throwing up question marks for, Alex?
She tried calling Justin.
Yeah. Definitely going to blow up. Robbie, dude, I appreciate the hell out of a comment like that. Corey, you should have a lot more followers now. I advocate for the show a lot. Yo, I appreciate that, man.
Oh, there it is. That's nonsense.
Yes, that shit right there. Let's see. Sunday Night Army, my man Jacob over there says, if you're not questioning your podcast journey, are you even podcasting? Keep pursuing your passion. I'm at 4 years and 400 plus shows. Still question myself at times.
Never question it. When you stop enjoying it, that's when you question what you're doing.
I appreciate
how many people follow you.
Yeah.
Just as long as you're enjoying it, who cares?
You know what my favorite thing is right now, Aaron, is that we're expanding.
Right.
Like in the beginning, it was just like little blips here and there. Then we really started to get a lot of support from people locally. And now that's expanding. That's growing. We're stretching the reach. We're getting out there. And I truly believe that you're correct when you say this show is going to blow this whole thing out of the water. Like it's gonna go from there. It's gonna evolve from there.
I told you the fuse was lit yesterday.
Yeah, the fuse was lit. So this show, I'm beyond excited for it. I kind of feel bad, but I told Brandy there that I'm changing my request for my time off. I was going to take half a day, but there's not a chance in hell. I have to take the whole day. I'm trying to get a little bit of extra sleep in the morning. I know it's going to be like Christmas for me, so I'm going to be up early still, but I'll have the morning with the wife, so I won't feel so bad leaving her with the kids at night when I go up there. Brandy says, let's talk about writing something down wrong when someone is talking. Yes. So at work, we have deliveries that are to be made in the morning. And when we get one of those tickets, we bring it out to the counter where the guys check it out and they get to pull the boards and everything. So they pull the orders and everything. So normally at the top of the page, if it's meant for the morning delivery, it'll say Monday morning, Tuesday morning. Well, this one just so happened to say Tuesday meeting. And I come out and I'm looking at it and I'm reading it and I start raising my eyebrows. I'm like, what the fuck is a Tuesday meeting? Like, are we? And Brandy walks by me and I'm like, Brandy, what is Tuesday meeting? Are we supposed to meet someone? And she's like, oh my God, did I really just do that? She was on the phone with someone and she heard what they had said. So she wrote what they said instead of what she needed to write. How many people in chat have done that before? I tried to reassure her and tell her I have done that several times.
Do you have an actual meeting area where you guys have meetings on Tuesdays?
No.
Because that would have been even more funny if you actually went and sat and waited for a meeting that wasn't happening.
Alex wants to know about the box thing. That's where a question mark was.
We'll talk about that later.
Yes. We'll get back to never trusting the box. Yes. So Alexandra wants to know, what are the stars? All right. So I know we have a banner up here. Let me find this banner. I know it's in here somewhere. Must be on the other one.
I got it right here. You want me to pull it up?
Yes. So there's the banner there. It says, we are star eligible on Facebook. The stars, if you look at your comment bar, there is a little star next to it. If you click that star, you are able to purchase stars from Facebook to help support your favorite content creators. So each star is worth one penny. So each star that you donate to the show is one penny donated to the show.
The sports show's made $3 this year, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why don't we get into what you had Jared prep for you?
Yes, we're definitely going to do that. I do see this all the time. I want to talk about the box, though. So this is a work thing. Never trust the box. You can never trust the box that you choose. You can never trust the box that you choose. Could be the wrong size. Could be the wrong thing in it. It could just be all wrong for you. Just don't trust the box. Chris has done it and also said what something I was reading while having a conversation. Yes. I've done that so many times, man. Just be writing something down and I hear someone talking around me and then I just write down the wrong word every time. It's a work thing. We have boxes at work. You don't trust the box. It's always the wrong thing inside the box. I like the box talk, Bill says. Siri is the bitch in the box that gives bad directions. Yes.
Nita's so true.
Speaking of expanding, we have to have another conversation. Yes, we will have another conversation. I do have some things I want to pick your brain about as well, because after yesterday's conversation, I truly believe that I need to look at making this an actual business to cover my ass. The outside of the box is deceiving. Yes.
A collab, if you will, Mr. Novoa.
Collaboration. Yes. And for all you other podcasters out there that are listening, we are open for collaborations. We just love meeting new people and making new friends. That's for sure.
Chris.
Why are you laughing again?
Chris.
You're going to pick his brain. You'll probably need my help. All right. You can help too. That's fine. I need direction, people. I need direction. Oh, man, Alex, thank you so much for those stars. I appreciate you. You're helping us out big time. You have no idea. We have, dude, activate a star party. What is this? Can I push this?
Oh, no. What are you doing?
We're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're okay. I'm like, what the hell is a star party?
Famous last words. Like, watch this.
Yeah. What does this button do?
Oh, shit. If you don't know, you can't afford it.
It's
okay. Then that explains it.
No, that was it. That was it. That was it. Dirty answer, Jared. I love how you pop in and then, you know, revert back to your cave. That's dirty. But no, it's similar to a hype train on Twitch from what I see. Billy and I both need Captain. Yes, I'm starting my own star party. Ooh, baby. Oh, Brandy. Thank you so much, Brandy, for supporting our show. Guys, I can't even tell you how much we have spent in the last month that we really don't have, man. Andrew McAdams, thank you so much for those stars. I appreciate you, man. Chris Navoa, bring the room. Guys, do you remember Bill and Chris, since you're in here, and I swear we're going to get to what I have prepared because this is going to be fun for everybody, I think. Bill and Chris, do you remember my wedding? Do you remember how much alcohol everyone consumed and Chris had to run out and buy more handles of Captain for us? That was an insane time. We had our wedding reception at White Mills Fire Hall. And guys, I cannot express how awesome it is to just have a fire hall reception. You know, no expectations. Tables, chairs, food, beer, beer pong, flip cup, all the above. Get a DJ. It's awesome. Or you could travel an hour up north and, you know, go to the Castle on the Delaware for your wedding, because that's a pretty awesome venue too. Free plug, guys.
I saw what you did.
Yeah, man. That was such a good time. No, but you guys went out and got extra alcohol for us. That's why I'm like, I believe we killed a bottle. It was the best reception. Guys, and thank you guys so much for sending those stars tonight. It's going to go a long way towards helping us out. I appreciate you. I live to serve. Still have the fun pics with Tommy going down to his undershirt, dancing on the tables, baby. Listen, we had those. Remember disposable cameras when those were a thing, guys? Yeah, you remember that shit? We had disposable cameras on the tables, and we saw people going into the bathrooms with them, so we never got them. We never got them developed. I don't even know if we might still have them. Do they supply midgets for tossing?
I can't.
Your mom made me eat. Yes. Oh, dude. Yes. You and I think she made Easton eat at the end of the night. Bro, we had my mom took care of people. Fantastic. Alex, again, thank you. Tommy, again, thank you, guys. You're awesome. You're awesome. And just so you guys know, I do have the Facebook feed pulled up. So I see all you guys popping in and lurking in the background. I appreciate you. And I guess Justin is still not here.
He still hasn't opened my text.
This man next to me here, he had no intentions of being live tonight. He was just here to talk before stream so we can go over some things. Justin didn't show up, and I said, "Hey, man, you're the guy." And you know what? He's probably out soon. He's going to give up his room.
I was literally just testing my headphones, and here I am.
You should develop them and then auction the picks to support the show. Yes. So, I mean, I heard there was a mystery person or two who have asked if we're ever going to have photos to send out to viewers if they want them. And I think that's a pretty cool thing to be asked about. I've never been asked something like that before. So that's pretty cool. She definitely made Tommy eat. Yeah, Easton was always a hot mess. Yeah, Mark, seriously. Love you guys. Can't wait for my hoodie to come in. Hell yeah, Andrew. Andrew, you got a hoodie from us? That's amazing. Just remember, you got to allow 15 business days for the prep and then the delivery. I'm limited to what I can say. What's topic tonight? Topic is just nothing. This is the best show about nothing that there ever was. All right, the best podcast about nothing that there ever was.
I was going to say,
we're not going to step on toes.
No.
We're not going to step on Seinfeld toes. Justin is busy training for wrestling. What's his name again?
Yeah.
The Shredder. Show it, Jared. Go ahead. Show it again. Justin's wrestling picture. Alex, thank you so much for those stars. I know it's in there in the brand somewhere, I believe. The Can Do Crusher. Yeah, Alex, you can message Jen about it, or you can go to her website at thetrendyforbes.com. And guys, make sure when you go to check out, you apply the code NDT. That's how we get our credit. And it saves you 10% off, man. It saves you 10%. Captain Baldman. There it is. Can Do Crusher.
Looks like Jason Kelsey holding a Mountain Dew can.
Yeah. Yep. Fantastic. Got my sports hoodie. Hell yeah, baby. Should have another party. Yeah, guys, you can. The best thing that you can do is go follow the Trendy Forbes over on Facebook. If you host a t-shirt party and invite people and they buy t-shirts. Now, it's not just the podcast shit. You can buy all kinds of other shirts there. And you can still use our code NDT at checkout for 10% off and to support the show. We get a cut of that. But if you do that and people buy enough shirts, you can earn credits towards free stuff for yourself. So, I mean, head on over to the Trendy Forbes over on Facebook. But all right, let's get into what I kind of had planned for us tonight before you have to hop off here, Aaron.
You got like me for 10 minutes.
What is the best safe word to say other than no, we're out wrestling against the midgets? I hope all that'd be fantastic. All right. So we were talking nostalgia last week, man. And it really struck a chord with people. We all love nostalgia, you know, and that's why I put up that post about the 90s music. y'all took that one and ran with it. And as you guys were commenting, I'm like, you know what? Let me make a Spotify playlist out of this. Oh, I can't do that. I don't want to get shut
waiting.
Down.
I was waiting.
I can't do it. Alex.
Oh, wow. She's going to crucify you.
This is better. I refuse to count because I will faint. Meatloaf, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. Yeah. So that dude, we have over 100 different songs on that playlist. I'm going to share a post after the show and give you guys the link to our playlist. It is called NDT 90s Nostalgia. Thank you to Eric Stangler for helping us come up with a name for that. I had something different. He came up with the nostalgia part all on his own. Very bright, very intelligent human being to think of that word. $20 worth for that. She's like, no, I'm not coming up. The WTF. I love you, baby. Dude, Alex, thank you so much. I would love to do a party and put whatever party makes towards podcast because I have so many shirts. I wonder if that could be a thing. You could talk to Jen about it. I'm sure she would allow it. When is too deep? When my wife says, ouch. All right. So speaking on nostalgia, I got with Jared. I gave him my idea and Jared's got it. So what we're going to do right now, I think we're going to play a game. Let's play Name That Tune. And we're gonna play different tunes, different theme songs from our favorite shows growing up. And we're going to see if you guys in chat can figure them out for us. I mean, I wish there was a way where we could do, we could keep score. Maybe we could start doing some game show type episodes.
I was Family Feud style, something like that.
Awesome. Yes. So Jeopardy. before we start this game, who would love to do like game show style shows on here? Bring on three contestants, do like trivia or different bullshit like that. And we'll give prizes to people. Nostalgia. I called someone today about this, a fantasy baseball magazine. There's a feel about that. Hell yeah. Only joking. Okay. All right. So anyway, Jared, you got these ready, right? So why?
Got what ready?
Jared's, dude, looking shit up. Jared's looking shit up in the background.
Are you still downloading stuff?
No, I got them all.
NDT Strip Poker. Let's go, baby. Guys, maybe we would go out to a bar one of these weekends just to have a little bit of fun with you. So, I mean, maybe you guys all volunteer to come to a bar, pick a bar. If you guys can agree on a bar that you want us to come to, maybe we'll come hang out for a night. All right, Christine wants to do a game show. We're going to talk about this, too. And I got something for after this that I'm going to discuss with you guys and the rest of the crew, the rest of the people here.
Brian.
Racy shit. The things that'll get us blacked out. Cussing and shit like that, you know, that doesn't bother anybody. All right, so bring on the first theme song for us. Let's see what people can get. Oh, and Aaron, I am going to come visit him soon. Anybody get that one? Just from the beginning there.
But yeah, Aaron, somebody's talking about coming down here.
It may not be this guy, but it may be this guy. We're going to be down there soon. Hot damn, they're on it real quick. So Alex and Christine, both with the answer recess. You two are correct. Jared needs to rejoin the beard gang. Hell yeah, right?
They just get a point.
I had to take pictures today. So
did you really? Yeah. Were you sad?
No, I mean, I do this every once in a while.
You were like, damn it, I fucked up. I should have waited. All right, on to the next one.
This one's easy.
That's my jam. Brian, he shaved everything for picks. Aaron, my man's with the baby face. Yeah, right? Dude, Aaron, his wife sent me a message and said, come pick up
your boy.
Come get your boy Jared. He looks like a naked mole rat. I was like, what the fuck? And then she sent me a picture and she included him in the group message. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe she just sent that to me.
That's funny.
Christine, it's okay if you answer again. It just shows that you know all of them. Guys, you are absolutely correct. The answer is Rugrats. Rugrats was great. How many people loved that show? I mean, I'm guessing that all you people that answered...
I can't do the remake. Like, I think it's like the 3D cartoon.
Oh, God. Anything that's in that 3D form, I can't... The computery 3D shit, I can't watch that.
I will say the theme song they did for the movie when they remixed it with Mace is really good. So I have to listen to that. I love that song.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Aaron's going to be leaving soon. I'm going to need Jared to stay in as my co-host.
Jared's going to be your overlord.
Next one should be easy.
Well, here we go. Well, here we go. Hey, Arnold.
Oh, my God.
Brian, it would be child neglect today. Child neglect. Move it, football head.
Christine is all over there.
Yes. So, guys, bonus points if you tell us your favorite character from Hey Arnold. Arnold. Hey, there's no right answer. I just want bonus points. Who'd you say?
I don't know any other characters but Arnold.
Read Bill's comment. That was why I started laughing, because they said Hey Arnold.
Bro, I bopped to these fucking theme songs. Gerald was awesome.
Gerald.
He was pretty cool. Dude, his hair was so high. I loved it so much. I think my favorite part about that show was their baseball field. Do you remember their baseball field, Aaron?
No.
It was like in this little empty lot where there used to be a building. Now there's grass. There's a baseball field. And then they drew on the wall, on the brick wall of the other buildings, you know, 2B for a double. And then there's a triple. And then there's a home run line. I thought it was baller. I was like, that is so cool.
I really haven't seen much of this show, so.
Christine likes Helga. Didn't she? She had an older sister named Olga, too, right? Like, Olga was this really pretty character. She was like the girly kind of person, and Helga was like super butch. Like, I'm going to kick your ass. Oh, is that that's not a bad word now, is it?
No.
Okay. Super butch, super tomboy, whatever you want to call it. Arnold's grandpa was fucking hilarious. What?
Worried about saying butch. Fucking.
Well, rated R. Well, there's a difference between cussing and, you know, canceled.
I get it.
Don't be sensitive. I sent a picture of it to the group chat. All right. So on to the next. Hey, there you go. There's the baseball field.
Very short, but everybody should get it.
Are you guys sure you got this? You guys got this?
No one's answered it yet.
I think that was Dragon Ball Z.
Hold on. I'll play along.
I'm Batman. Oh, guys, I have a message from Justin. Maybe he's going to join the show.
Oh, great.
What he says. You want me to read what Justin says, everybody? Yeah. So Justin finally responded to me. He says,
sleeping.
Fuck. Must have fallen asleep when I sat down to take a break from doing shit around the house. I really was hoping that would have said I fell asleep while taking a shit.
Justin, hurry up and tap in so I can go. Come tap in.
Corey, tell me your back hurts.
My back hurts from carrying this shit. Mike Verone, what's going on, my guy? Mike Verone is another local podcaster from the G&G podcast. They are over here on Facebook as well under, God damn it, Leave the Radio. I think it's Leave the Radio.
Jared, I think you really are the only person in here that truly understands me. Because you laugh at the same stuff I do in the same way.
It's funny.
Hashtag pounding the backside. Lose the radio. Leave the radio. Lose the radio. I was so close, Mike. So close. Lose the Radio is their Facebook page. The G&G podcast is their show. Kind of like us. They talk about a lot of nothing and a lot of everything. So hitting it in the pothole. Don't hit that pothole. Oh, yeah. Josh and Polly show is here again. Guys, the Josh and Polly show gave us a very nice shout out on their most recent episode. And they even gave us a little nod, paying a little homage with their episode title. So
I just want to say cool. What he was talking about, you know, I wanted to mention, but like, you know why they talk about everything? Because like I'm over here in the background, like throwing up comments and stuff like that. You know, it's like
Jared's our boy. He keeps us on the straight and narrow, humble. Everybody.
Yeah. Jared's our principal.
The sheriff is near.
Like a 90s.
Yo, what's up? Johnny says, Fat Boy here. What's up, boys? Imagine Justin and I going back and forth on this for 45 minutes. Lifetime Facebook prison. Yes, Tommy, you might actually get us banned big time. especially if you were drinking, my friend. But it's okay. Special credits to the overlord, Jared. You goddamn right, baby. Goddamn right. On sure. to the next, Jared. You got another one for us?
I got a few more. Yeah, I got some more.
Every day when you're walking down the street, everybody that you meet.
This one is a good one. I watch it now because of my daughter.
Mm. Anyone? Nobody knows that one.
Nobody knows Ooh. That theme song. Guys, oh man.
I'm surprised no one's trying to use this.
During the Super Bowl, he was the one that got thrown into the wall, wasn't he?
Maybe
football head was no.
Oh, that was Arnold.
That was Arnold.
He got thrown into the mountain or whatever.
Arthur's different. Arthur's, I don't even know what he is.
Yeah, their characters are all different animals. But yes, this was Arthur. Guys, you don't remember Arthur?
Wrong.
Okay, I got time for one more and then I got a dip.
Oh, dip potato chip. Does anybody know the answer to that question?
It's like we're standing in an elevator. No one knows what to say.
Somebody in our chat really has to understand. And know
you got to really, really go back to the 90s.
Yeah. Alex says, first one, I don't know. I know this one. I'm having trouble with it myself, though, trying to pinpoint exactly what it is. No, that's definitely not Power Rangers. I love Power Rangers. No, honestly,
I didn't think to get that one. Actually, that would
if I didn't know. Yeah, but you know what? That's another one of them, like Batman. Go, go, Power Rangers! At least the original.
What's in the middle of my gaming tag? You know,
I don't even know your gaming tag.
Exit.
Oh. Well, the letter
X. Oh, is that what that one is? That's X-Men.
There you go.
See, Thundercats, I think was 80. It started in the '80s, didn't it?
Yeah, Thundercats was the '80s.
But see the X-Men, that was such an iconic song though. I'm surprised.
Thundercats. I wish I watched. My older sister watched more Thundercats than I did.
Thundercats was badass.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I love that show.
So this motherfucker Voltron. Messages me, and he's not joining. Are you, bro? Are you coming? Are you coming on?
He's gonna tap in.
Let me find out if Justin's gonna join us or if he's just gonna call it a lost cause.
So this one's a sound. It's not the intro, but it's a sound. People should know what it is. The TV show it's from.
You don't even need the intro you just did this. For that. He's Robbie. Yes, Robbie. You're probably just right.
Before we went live.
Hey Heather, welcome to the evening show. As you can see in our top right corner, we are rated R. We cuss a little bit. We're a little bit foul. We're a little bit pervy. We're a little bit, I'm sorry. We are not the sports show, so do not let your child watch this one. I am so sorry.
All right, Aaron. Yeah, baby. Things.
Home Improvement. One of my favorites.
Guys, thanks for having me. I'm glad I stuck around. So
appreciate it.
Alex enjoy. Says I'm a lot of it pervy. What is R stand for on here? Rated R. Rated R. I'm a pirate. Bye, Aaron. I hope you have a wonderful night, and I hope your kid enjoys his Fortnite tournament. Justin says, too late for that. I'm going to say, okay. Should I add bitch in there? Should I say, I'm okay, bitch, or just I'm okay? Okay. Fat finger syndrome here. Pirate, duh.
This one's a no-brainer.
Man, did you ever watch the new one of that? Fucking
no,
huge.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Me neither. I it looks like it was a lot different.
Nice.
Like it was like almost like a reimagined, updated kind of version.
The French prince.
It was the French I know what prince you mean, Aaron. I know what you of mean. The USA. You liked it? It was good? Aaron, how different was it from the original? Like it's kind of the same concept with different stories, different lessons and shit like that. The new one is a drama. Oh, it's not comedy?
No.
Well, yeah, it's more of a drama. To be fair, there was a lot of comedy. Like the original was a comedy, but there was plenty of drama in it as well. And there were some serious moments in that show. That show was fantastic, man.
There's some tearjerkers for sure.
Yeah. And what was the older cousin's name? I can't remember her name, but she, like, I had a crush on her when I was a kid. We were talking about crushes during our nostalgia episode. I can't believe I forgot about her.
Was it? It's not Vivian's the mom, right?
Vivian's the mom. Ashley's the little sister. What's the big sister's name?
Hillary.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's right.
I had a crush on Hillary. I was like, man, she's a little prissy girl, but she was gorgeous, man. I need to learn what Facebook doesn't like. There's drama right up to Chris Rock. Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
This one everybody should get too.
Oh my God, I thought of another one. Just thought about another show when I heard that because of MTV. And I hadn't thought about it in so long, but it was such a good show. Like, her character was fantastic. Mm. Yeah, man. Y'all got to get Beavis and Butthead, right? Like, that one should be super easy.
I can't find the one you wanted, but I know that's okay. You're talking about. All right. This one, maybe some will get. Well, it's in the title, I guess.
I didn't know it was right in the beginning like that. I didn't think it was. Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, that one was good.
Yo, Christine.
I loved watching Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch was fantastic. But yo, Christine was in my head, dude.
Yeah.
She was in my head because it had to be as soon as I said another MTV show and her character was awesome. But Daria was a cool show.
I don't think I watched that one.
That one was funny. How many more do you have for us?
Maybe seven.
Holy shit. You really added a lot more than I thought.
There's some in here like this one. Everybody's going to guess because it repeats it over and over. So it's just for the nostalgia.
Dragon something somewhere.
Dragon feet.
Yes. Dragon feet. Guys, can you guess the most recently played song? Do you know what that one is? I don't think I didn't watch Dragon Tales much either. I knew of it. You know what other one I oh my God, I just remembered another puppet one that I guarantee you didn't load up.
Oh, was it This Is the Song That Never
No, but oh my God, I sing that one to my wife and she fucking hates me for it.
I don't remember. It was it Story Time? I can't remember what the show was called, but it was that.
I remember flashback. This is the thing with nostalgia, guys. We're talking about all these other shows, and as we're playing the songs for these other shows and talking
Lamb
about
Chop.
Lamb Chop. I keep getting flashbacks to all these other shows that I forgot about. One of them being Eureka's Castle. Did anybody watch Eureka's Castle? Baby Shark is a day killer when someone sings it. Oh, God, yeah, you ain't kidding. Speaking of TV, Corey, did you notice one? America's Next Top Chef contestants are from Scranton. He has some banging food. Oh, really? No, that's cool. Nice. I miss Lamb Chop.
Good. Not sure if people get this. We'll see who watched cartoons.
Fucking Eureka's Castle. One, two, three, ah, yes. Good one. That's a good one, man. I think that one would have difficulty yep. being played nowadays. Johnny Bravo was the man. He was fantastic. I can love Johnny Bravo.
I never got into
it. I mean, I think stuff like this is a lot of fun, and involving chat to try to help guess these theme songs is fun. I really want to do like game show style stuff. I think we want to incorporate some of that in the future.
I think I found something because somebody in the chat earlier said Kahoot's a really good one where people can join, and we could probably do something where I could probably actually throw that on stream. So might talk about doing a game night.
Yeah, that could be fun. So. That could definitely be a lot of fun because we're here for entertainment. Listen, the more we evolve with our show, the more I think about different types of ideas. And with the way the world is nowadays, man, the world is fucking crazy. Okay. And we realize that everyone needs a break from the mundane craziness. So what I really want to accomplish with this show is to bring you something that you can join. You can hang out and chat. You can give us your thoughts and opinions, and you can just turn off everything else from the outside world and just enjoy yourself for a little bit. That's what I really want to bring to this. So if you guys are all about that and you're ready to support that kind of shit, just let me know, because we're going to start doing more of that. I think I want to do the dating show. So while we're here in a little break, I'm going to put it out there. So anybody watching later on, or if you're listening later on the audio versions, make sure you reach out to us. If you are interested in being the person that is being vied for on a dating show, if you want to find yourself a date, you reach out to us. All right. We will pick someone amongst the people who reach out to us. And if we do get enough people who want to do something like this, maybe we can do a couple different episodes and let everyone get their chance for it. Reach out to us. Let us know. Give us your story, why you want to do this. And we will ask questions, interview style, and try to figure out what it is you're looking for. And then we'll try to find three people to bring on to the show that might match you and what it is you're looking for. And we'll get it rolling, man. Because I wanted to do this for Valentine's Day. Didn't work out the way that I had hoped because Justin had other plans. But I think it's something that just like tonight, Justin had other plans. So I think this is something we can do in the future. So all we need is somebody that is willing to come on the show, and we have a way to do this. All right. As of right now, the thought is to do it live here remotely, because we can bring you in, no camera. It's just going to be your voice, and we'll do it just like a traditional dating game. All right. And it's going to be fun. So if you want to do that, please reach out to us, guys, either through Messenger on Facebook or our email, nonsenseanddeepthoughts@gmail.com. Now, for another theme song.
Yeah, we'll push these through. I got six more. This one, everybody should get.
Seatbelts, everyone!
Adult Jeopardy game night could be fun. There's the other thing, too. Like, as of right now, the idea is to do it remotely. But if you guys have any ideas of local venues, local bars that might want to entertain an idea of doing something like this, reach out to us about that as well. Maybe talk to them, see if they want to do it. And because we're definitely considering branching out and doing things live if this midget wrestling show goes as well as we hope it does. I'm glad everybody understands that this is the Magic School Bus. Yes. That was good.
I don't know how many people watch this one. Go ahead, Corey.
No, I was just going to say, if you didn't watch Magic School Bus growing up, then what the heck is wrong with you?
Right. This one was a little out there. I don't know if it was really for children.
That was definitely I get it. Yep, that was not for kids. Dude, for some reason I had a feeling, dude, if you were still in chat that you would know that one. I knew it, man. If I give myself a fake name and wear a Nacho Libre mask, I'll do anything. You guys heard it here first. Tommy's willing to do anything. Robbie's lifetime ban from Cordero's.
This one's easy.
Hold on. Aaron, you got to go check out Happy Tree Friends. Is it on YouTube still?
I think so. It was.
Look up Happy Tree. Happy Tree Friends on YouTube, Aaron. You'll see. Oh, I hate that. I don't know what that is, but I hate that. Yeah.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Ooh. Oh man. Yeah. That's awesome, Ryan. Silver Birch has never even thought about that one.
Yep, Bill and Aaron, you are correct.
100% Full House, everybody. Full House. That's the one. Got it.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
Wow. That one's a tough one.
Cheers.
That's good, Bill. That's good, man. Guys, don't forget to, if you are checking out a show, you're checking out a live show, make sure you click that like button for us. That does a world of wonders for us. And when you see our posts pop up on Facebook, even if you're commenting on it, interact with that like button as well. Smash that like button. Anything we can get from you guys helps our page grow. You like one of our posts, you think it's awesome, take that 90s music post. Go ahead and share that shit out there. Let other people add stuff so that we can create the biggest 90s music playlist out there. BESQ, what's up? How you doing? Thank you so much for catching the show. I appreciate you over there in Twitch land.
I did not get that one, but...
Oh, yeah.
All right, who's...
Forgot about that one.
Two more.
Aaron, she's... I forgot about that show.
That is correct.
That is Martin. I forgot about that show, man. Yes, and like the Josh and Pauly show says as well, please do us a huge favor and leave a review on our Facebook channel. And it's, again, just all these little things add up. All these little things add up for us. Makes a world of difference. The more interaction we get on our content, the more chances new people have of seeing our stuff.
I tried to get that one, so I was using VoiceMod for some sound bites, but I couldn't find Married with Children.
Married with Children was an awesome show.
Yeah. All right, it's last one.
So sugar, spice, and everything Ooh. Nice.
It's a good one. That's a good one. Do you guys need more of the song? There you go. You don't even need, you don't even need it. That was a good one. Forgot about that show too. Dude, I still cannot believe that here we are, 8:07 p.m. and no Justin. I wonder how he feels knowing that he missed our show. Justin, are you even in chat watching to see what's going on? Come on, man. Dude, don't. You better not fall asleep for the wrestling night. We'll have a big problem. Mojo was the best villain. Yeah, Mojo was pretty dope. But the best villain? Let's pose that question. Who is the best villain from 90s TV shows? Could be a cartoon. could be anything else. Doesn't matter what it is. Who was Mojo. Your top villain? You got Mojo. You got Splinter. You got, what was it? Krang, right? Was the brain's name? Kang, Krang.
Kang, Krang. Krang. No, Krang. It was Krang.
Yeah, see, I was... Ooh. Yokozuna, are you talking about Yokozuna the wrestler? Ooh, Claw from Inspector Gadget.
I saw this the other day about bringing together everybody with one note of a song, and it's pretty iconic, and people should all know it. Just one note.
Brian, that's the one I was thinking of. I was thinking of Brain from Pinky and the Brain. Was he a villain? Would you consider him a villain?
Black Parade.
From One Note, huh?
One Note. Everybody should know My Chemical Romance.
I knew the song. I just couldn't name it. I knew it. See, here's where I'm at with a lot of music is I know the songs and I can sing them when they're on. I don't know all the names. Some songs, I used to be able to tell you the track number of the CD they were on and not the name of the song. You know, Joker by Dax is a great song, too.
It is a good song.
But I know you mean a different Joker. I think you mean a different Joker. All right. So we've been able to go for an hour without Justin. I went off for that 90s song post. Dude. There are some people who went crazy on that post, and I absolutely love y'all for it. That was fantastic. I almost promoted that post. I'll tell you that. I almost paid to promote that post to get it going even further. World domination. Yes, the same thing we do every night. Pinky tried to take over the world. He was pretty dope. He was a good villain. All right, so we got a couple things lined up. Guys, make sure that you are paying attention and that you are here. March 8th, I think we're going to start our live around 7:30 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m. The wrestling event starts at 8. So I think we're going to go live a little bit earlier, about 7:30 p.m. on March 8th Eastern Time, right here on Facebook, YouTube, and on Twitch. If you are interested in being on the show for a dating game, please reach out to us. We'll figure things out, and we will try to find you three contestants. We really want to do this. Our original plan fell through because Justin is no longer doing it. So if you would want to be considered for this, please let us know. And then, you know, give us your thoughts on doing different types of game shows on here for you guys. Just having a little bit of fun. Have you guys driven up there to check things out? Tommy, yes. Aaron and I got to go up yesterday to the venue, Castle on the Delaware. Beautiful place. And we are super stoked. We threw up a reel yesterday to give you kind of a sneak peek of what it looks like. But it, you know, I didn't do too much because, you know, I want you guys to see this place when it's ready for the event, when they have it all set up. So we just gave you a little bit, but it's going to be amazing.
I think so.
And we had quite the conversation. We had an hour and a half long conversation about all sorts of things that really got me thinking about this as a real company and as a business. So as we move forward with things, we'll see how everything develops. But I'm super stoked, man. I'm really stoked for this event, and I think it's going to be amazing. So make sure you guys tell all your friends too. Whatever post we share, you guys got to share it as well for us. All of you here in chat right now, hanging out with us, listening to the show after the fact, make sure you share our posts when you see them. Make sure you like our shit. Make sure you interact with our shit. You know, like, share, comment, do all of it. We need all that in order for this to grow. Thank you guys so much for everything that you've done already. Jared, do we have anything else before we sign off for the night?
I was going to say, if you saw Aaron Simmons there in chat, that's one of my best friends, probably my best friend. He has a podcast on that's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, I believe. So it's called The Executive's View. Check it out on YouTube.
If you have a link, drop the link in chat too. So people can just click it and head on over there.
I'm gonna pull that up.
Drop him a follow over there. And yeah, so we've got a bunch of you guys here on Facebook, which is fantastic because that's where we interact the most. But if you guys could do us a favor and drop us a subscribe over on YouTube as well and a follow over on Spotify, man, those numbers do count for something. Even if you're not watching over there, the follow and the subscribe count for something over there. So anything you can do to help us out, we appreciate that, guys. Everything you've done for us already, all the stars that were sent tonight to support the show, you guys are fantastic, amazing, incredible human beings, and I cannot wait to do more with you and grow with you. So until next time, guys, enjoy the rest of your night. That's fucking perfect. That's a great idea, Jared.
I should.
You going to do this right now?
What's up? On a milkshake. I will send that to our social media manager and let her post that.
That's a fantastic idea. That's perfect. He's not even in chat watching us right now. He's awake. This motherfucker, I swear to God.
Say so I guess I'll do it, but later.
All right.